Tonight's daf is daf Yud Beis. We got to six lines down from the top, two dots. Nigmar Dino v'chule. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shtei Tayos Ta Yoav Ba'osa Sha. Yoav had made two mistakes at that very time. The situation was Shlomo was chasing Yoav to kill him, so he was running away. And says the Gemara, Dichsiv, the pasuk describes that Vayanas Yoav El Ol Hashem. He ran to the Mishkan. V'yachazek b'karnos hamizbech, held on to the horns, the corners of the mizbech, and he thought that was going to protect him because the mizbech has a din of an ir miklat. Just like an ir miklat protects a rotzach, Yoav had killed a number of the generals, so he was had a death penalty, so he was running away, and he held on to mizbech, hoping to be saved, because the halacha is that mizbech is an ir miklat of some sort. So Gemara explains, when he did that, he made two mistakes, though. Only if you're, I'm not sure, holding the top of the roof or maybe standing on top of the Mizbeach itself. But he was just holding on to the Karnos, so that doesn't work. That was his first mistake. And secondly, reference to the base of Migdash. The Mizbeach that appears in the base of Migdash. The base of Migdash wasn't yet built yet. And who tofes Mizbeach shel Shiloh, the Mishkan Shiloh, after the Mishkan went to Eretz Yisrael, it went to Shiloh. That's where it was stationed. So he was holding on to the wrong Mizbeach and wrong place on the Mizbeach. Those were his two mistakes, and it did not protect. And by Amar, Behonami Mitoi Tai, made a third mistake. Ta She'eno Koli El Kohen Vavo De Biado Hu Zarhaya. It only protects a Kohen while doing the Avoda, and he was not a Kohen, and he wasn't doing the Avoda. So therefore, that was his third mistake, that it wouldn't have protected me either. So Amar Shlokesh, Shlokesh says, Shlosh Tayayos Asid Saro Sharome Litos. In the future, the Sar Sharom, the Malach of Rome, is going to make three mistakes. Dichsiv, the pasuk described, the pasuk that appears in where is this pasuk in Yeshaya? It says, "Mize ba me'edom." Who is this who comes from Edom? Chametz, who went sour. Begadim, his begadim are sour. Mibatzra, and from a place from Batzra. So, what's this describing here? So he was running away. The Sar Shalom was trying to be protected from being destroyed for all the heinous things that he did to Am Yisrael throughout the generations. So he ran over there and to Batzra. And Toeh, what were the mistakes that he made? She'eno koletes ela Batzra. V'hu gola lebatzra. He went to Batzra. He thought he's going to be protected from being killed, whatever that means, as a malach. So he went to a place called Batzra. But he made a mistake. Batzra isn't one of the Ari Miklat. Batzra is. Toeh she'eno koletes ela shogeg v'hu mezid haya. We also know that it only protects, the cities only protect those who killed the Shogeg. And the Sar Sharom was doing, all the murders he did was b'mezid. And Toeh, the third mistake was, She'eino koletes ela adam hu malchu. It only protects people, doesn't protect malachim. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Ari Miklat lo nisnu l'kvur. The Ari Miklat was not set aside, cannot be used for a place of burial. Dichsiv, as a pasuk says, U'migar she'em yihu l'behemtam. All the open areas around the city should be for the animals, u'lechusham, and to inherit, u'lechochayasam, and to all your other livelihood. So l'chaim nitnu v'lo l'kvura. So l'chaim, the pasuk says, dafka for things that are help people live, but as opposed to kvura, which of course is the opposite. So you're not allowed to bury in the Ari Miklat. But the Gemara is going to ask the question. We saw this yesterday. Meisive, the Gemara asks, Shama, when we had the decree on the Roteach, he had to be there. Sham Te Diraso, that's where he lives. The Roteach lives in the Ir Miklat. And Sham Te Misaso, that's where he's going to die. And Sham Te Kvuraso, that's where he's going to be buried. So we see that the Ir Miklat is used for a place of Kvura. To which the Gemara answers, Roteach Shaini Degali Beirachmana. Really, you can't bury in the Ir Miklat. The exception is, one exception is, the Roteach does get buried there when he dies. But any other people living in the Ari Miklat, the Ari Miklat wasn't only, it couldn't be, we said, it wasn't only Rotschim. So people who just lived there, they were not allowed to be buried there. But the Rotzeach, if he dies there, he does get buried there. Gemara says now, quoting from the Mishnah, Kishem Shehair Koletes, just like the city itself was protecting the Rotzeach, so too the Tchum protected as well. Where Minhu, the Gemara asks from another Braisa, V'yoshev Ba, you sit there, Ba, V'lo B'tchumah, Dafka Ba, only in the city protects you, but the Tchum doesn't protect you. So Amar Abai explains, Lo Kasha Kan Liklo Kan Ladur. So what it means is that the Tchum protects you, but you're not to Yoshev there. You can't live in the Tchum. You have to live in the city, but you're allowed to be, you're protected. If you go for a stroll, you're protected even within the Tchum. Mar says, Ladur, typically they ain't all sudden sadel. Why do you have to have a special pasuk that says Yashabai, you can only live in the city, but you can't live in the tchum? There's another source that tells me you can't live in the tchum, because the pasuk says typically, rather the brisa says typically they ain't osin sad the migrash. The sad that you can't make a field which is meant to grow things into a migrash is just an empty area, and you can't make below migrash sad. Then you can't make an empty area into a field. Lo migrash ir, you can't make an empty area into a city, which means you can't make it the tchum into living quarters. Lo ir migrash, you can't make the city into an uninhabited area. So we see either way from this brisa that you're not allowed to make that you can't live in the tchum. So why do you need the previous pasuk of v'yashav ba, but you can't live in the tchum? It seems to be the two different sources. So Amar Rav Sheshi, Rav Sheshi says lo nitzcha ela l'mechilos. What's coming to tell you is that you can't even live in the tunnels below the tchum. That's what it's telling us. Look at Rashi. Rashi says l'mechilos tachas akarka, below the ground, shein ochlos b'migash klum milamala v'ilav dechsiv vavlo b'tchuma haisi omer yadur b'tchuma b'mara. One might think maybe you could live in caves or underneath the ground, underneath the tchum. Kamashman, you can't even live in the tunnels below the tchum. You can't live above and you can't live below in the tchum. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rotzeach shiyatza chutz l'tchum. Rotzeach leaves, so now he's in trouble. So the Gemara explained, quotes of Raisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Rotzeach gol hadam es Rotzeach, the pasuk says. And the gol hadam murders the Rotzeach. So what does that mean? He kills him. Mitzvah b'yad gol hadam. There's a mitzvah in his he has the right to fulfill a mitzvah to kill the Rotzeach. Don't you look at the Aleph for a second there. If there's no gol hadam, then rishus biad kol adam, then anybody else is allowed to, has the rishus to kill this rotzeach who leaves the ir miklat. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili.
Anyone has?
Anyway, yeah.
Because yesterday we learned differently.
That's the Mishnah said the same thing, no?
In the Mishnah and here.
Right, I'm saying, but Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I'm saying, says anyone. Yeah. So this Rabbi Yosi Aglili again here. He says the same thing. Mitzvah biad gol adam, rishus biad kol adam. Now the second opinion is Rabbi Kiva, which the Braisa also quoted. Rabbi Kiva Omer Rishus Biad Gol Hadam. The Gol Hadam is allowed to, but there is no mitzvah. The Chol Adam Chayav Milav. Anyone else is actually Chayiv. That's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. So that's the same Achlokus that we have in the Mishnah. My time with the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Why did he learn this way? Because Miksev Imratach doesn't say if he murdered. Doesn't say if it said Imratach. That means he's allowed to. He has a Rishus, but he doesn't. He's no mitzvah. And it says Ratach. Ratach is a little bit more. What's the word I'm looking for? It's not a command. Yirtach would be a command, but it's more positive than imirtach, ratach. It's he murdered. Not if he murdered, but he murdered. And Rabbi Kiva says the flip side, miksiv yirtach, does say you should kill. So ratach is somewhere in the middle. It doesn't say it's voluntary. It doesn't say either as a tzivoy. It's somewhere in the middle. It's unclear. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili interprets it as a mitzvah, as a tzivoy, and Rabbi Kiva interprets it as a rishus. And the Gemara now says, Amar Marzutra, Bartuvia Amar Rav, Rotzeach Shiyotza Chutz L'Tchum, Umatzo Gol Hadam. If he leaves the Tchum, the Gol Hadam finds him, Vahargo kills him, Nerag Alav. So the Gol Hadam gets killed for killing the Rotzeach. Come on, who holds this way? It can't be Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Velo Rabbi Kiva. Because they both say that there's either a Shus or a Mitzvah, but never is the Gol Hadam responsible, does he get killed for killing the Rotzeach. So Gemara explains who the Amar ki hay Tana. He holds like this Tana. The son of the Braita tells us that Rabbi Eliezer Omer ad amnu lufnei ha'eda l'mishpat, until they stand in front of the Bezdin. Ma tamal Omer. What does that mean? What's the pasuk teaching us? The Fishin Amar, because it says v'ratzach gol hadam es ratzach, that the gol hadam kills the ratzach yachom yad. You might think he's allowed to kill him the moment he steps out. He's just waiting there. He's a sniper on the tree, waiting for that moment that the ratzach steps right outside the tchum, ready to shoot. So you might think, miyad, he has the right to kill him. The Gol Adam could kill him immediately. Tamalomer ad amdu lufnei ha'eda l'mishpat. No, the Gol Adam actually has to take him, catch him, tie him up, bring him to Bezdin. Bezdin figure out what's going on. Then he says, now you could kill him. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. So if the situation above, the Brice above is saying, where he didn't take him to Bezdin and he killed him, that's when the Gol Adam himself has to be killed. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Kiva, hi ad amdu lufnei ha'eda l'mishpat my dar shibay. What do they learn? Because they don't think that you have to take the rotzeach back to Bezdin. The Gol Adam has either a rishus or a mitzvah to kill him right away. So what do they learn from this pasuk? Hahumi barleit needed to teach you l'chadatani Rabbi Kiva Omer minayin l'sanhedrin shiro echad shaharig is a nefesh. Imagine the entire Sanhedrin, they witness a murder. She'ein mamisin oso ad she'am beis in acher. How do you know that they can't kill them, but they have to take them to another bezdin of 23? Tamalomer ad amdu lefnei edel mishpat. Meaning, ad shiamud bebezdin acher. They have to take them to another bezdin, but they themselves, even though they are the bezdin, they are not allowed to serve as dayanim if they are also the edim. Mar now quotes another brayse, Tanur Rabbanan, im yotza, if the rotzeach leaves the rishus, so yotza rotzeach ein li ela bemezid. I only know if he left willingly. B'shogeg minayin. Let's say he's taking a shol and he loses the count. They didn't have a little line telling you where the tchum is. Or he wasn't paying attention to wherever that tchum line was. Accidentally, he's in deep in thought and crosses over that tchum. Minayin, how do I know that he is able to be killed now? Tamalomar, im yatza. Yatza mikom akum. If he leaves, it doesn't say im yatza min atchum or im yatza b'mezid versus shogeg. It says im yatza. No matter how he leaves, he's allowed to be killed. V'hatane, but doesn't the Braisa say b'mezid nerag b'shogeg gola? Say this way, if it's bemezid, so then the galdam gets killed. If the galdam kills him accidentally, then the galdam gets galus himself. So we see from here, that's going on the galdam, I think, right? Let's make sure, 1 second. That's if it's going on the rotzeach himself, if he walks out bemezid, the rotzeach walks out bemezid, so then he can be nerag, he can be killed by the gohal adam. If he walks out b'shogeg, if he walks out accidentally, then he's just sent right back to gullus. So you're not allowed to kill him if he leaves b'shogeg. The above brisa says, even if the rotzeach leaves accidentally b'shogeg, he's allowed to be killed. This brisa says, if he walks out b'shogeg, he only gets sent back to gullus. So there's a stira as to what's the halacha when he leaves b'shogeg. So Gemara says, Lokasha, ha command amr amrinan dibra taralasha kiloshim bin adam. Ha command amr lo amrinan dibra taralasha bin adam. There's a debate when the Torah writes, is it writing in the language that people would typically speak? So that's the very machlokas. How do we work that in? Which is which? So let's see. So when it says im yatza, so Gemara said, let's just figure out how it works. The Rashi doesn't tell us what's going on here. Which
so
is which?
It says im yatza, yatza. So that's like a ribuy on yatza.
Ah.
So.
The word appears that it's really written, it's pronounced as Yatza. Yatza Yetze. Mm-hmm. It says both words in the Torah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, let's get that pasuk. I just want to get it on the side here. Which pasuk is this? Ches, I hear. Im Yatza Yetze Haratzech as Gvul Ir Meklato Asher Yonu Shama. The Yatza Yetze, the double Lashon.
So that's even Bishol.
So that's not a way people speak. So if the Torah normally speaks or writes the way people speak, that's not how people speak, so there's a room for a drasha. So Yatza Yetze comes to tell me that it's including even when he goes b'shoge, he's getting killed. But if you assume the Torah doesn't write the way people speak, it has extra words sometimes anyways, so then it's not necessarily available to make a drasha from it, and therefore only if he leaves b'mezig is he able to be killed, but if he leaves b'shogeg, he's not allowed to be killed. Amr Abai, he says, Mistavra command Amr Dibra Torah Kloshim bin Adam. It's more sensible to say that the Torah does speak or write the way people speak. Shelo yeh sofo chamer mitchilaso. So that the end is not more chamer than the beginning. Meaning what? Matchilaso, and initially, the reason why he was sent in the first place, because he killed someone. So if he killed someone b'mezid, he's nerag. But if he killed someone b'shogeg, he gets gola. That's tchilaso. That's how he got here in the first place. So to the end, b'mezid nerag b'shogeg gola. He should only be killed if he steps outside the tchum b'mezid. But if he steps out b'shogeg, he should be put there as well. Just like in the beginning, the initial Maisa Ritzicha was only when he was done b'shogeg, he gets gullus. So too, it shouldn't be more chummer that at the end, if he steps outside of the tchum, b'shogeg, he shouldn't get killed in that case. And for that reason, they say, more likely is it that way, that b'shogeg, you're actually going to get gullus and not be killed. Mark quotes a steer in Bryce's here, Tanachada av shaharag b'no nasalo gohadam. If a father kills his own son, so a second son can serve as the Goladam to kill his own father. Because he's a Goladam of his brother who's been murdered. Vitani Idach, yet another brisa says, Ein b'no nasalo Goladam, that the son cannot be a Goladam, even though he's trying to protect his brother, that also means he's going against his own father. So the Gemara says, Leima ha Rabbi Yosef Glili v'ha Rabbi Kiva. Maybe this is the Machlokas. Because Rabbi Yosef Glili thinks that there's a mitzvah for the Goladam, so there's mitzvah of Galdam is able to override any kibbutz he has towards his father. But Rabbi Kiva says that since the Galdam only has rishus to kill, so the rishus cannot pass down to a son to violate his kibbutz avavim. So Gemara says, "V'tizvara, does it really make sense? Bein man damer mitzvah, bein man damer rishus." Mishari, even if you think it's a mitzvah, is it permitted for a son to be a gohal dam against his own father? V'halma Rabba bar Rav Huna v'chein tana debei Rabbi Shmuel l'chol eina ben nasa shliach la'aviv la'kosu l'kolasa. A son can never be a shliach bezdin to hit his father, to give malchus to his father, or to curse his father as an agent of bezdin. He can never do that against his father, with the exception of chutz mi mesis. Mesis is where someone's trying to missionize, to get someone to do avodah zara. That's the one exception where the pasuk says, "Shari amru Torah lo sachmo v'lo sechasa alav." We don't have any mercy. There's no hasra by mesis. We try to trick him. We try to ambush him. We do everything we can to get rid of the missionaries. So here. But other than that, the son cannot serve as a shliach bezdin. Even if it's a mitzvah to give malchus to a person, if the person being hit is his father, he's not allowed to. So no one would say, even Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who thinks that there's a mitzvah to be a gohal dam, you cannot be a gohal dam against your own father. So the Gemara says, Ela lokasha, habivno, habibembino. You're right. The son can never be a gohal dam against his father, but the grandson may be a gohal dam against his grandfather. So if the grandfather killed his own son, the father in this case, so then the grandson, the son of the father who's been killed, he could be a gohal dam against his own grandson. So the interesting grandfather. So there's an interesting Rashi here, very important Rashi here. Look at Rashi for a second. Ella lo kashi habivno habiben bino. Hadetanya ein bino nasa gohal dam. That which we said a son cannot be a gohal dam, bivno shuratzeach kamar. When he's the son of the murderer, he cannot go against his father, even though his father murdered his own brother. V'hadetani bino nase lo gohal dam, the case where we do allow his son to be the gohal dam, bivno shel harug, we're talking about the son of the one who was killed, but the grandson of the rotzeach kamar, shuben bino shuratzeach, v'eino muzer al kvodo. Interesting, the reason why Rashi is interesting, because he holds that there is no mitzvah of being mechabed a grandfather. That's what Rashi says. Now, this is a large discussion. There's a Rashi ala Torah, which seems to indicate that there is a mitzvah of being mechabed a grandfather. There's a Ramah that brings down this discussion as well, that there's an inyan of being mechabed a grandfather. So this is one of the sources that they quote for this sugya. Okay, the mission, yeah.
The grandfather inyan comes only through the father. So your mechabed, your grandfather, that's a kibbutz itself to your father. But here, where your father was killed by the grandfather, so it's oker that, because it's stronger to be the gohal adam.
Interesting. And that could be a good approach, because the Gemara in Yevamos talks about this concept of ben bino, hare bnei bram, bnei banim hareim kibbanim, that grandchildren are like sons. So the Gemara in Yevamos talks about, is that true of only paternal grandsons, or even maternal? That's such a discussion. So what you're saying, maybe it only goes through that conduit of a father. In this case, there is no father, so maybe that breaks the chain. Interesting. But it does sound like from Rashi, in general, ain't a muzar al kvodo. Maybe not. Maybe this particular case. He's not muzar on his kavod, this particular guy's kavod, because there is no father as part of the chain. Okay, interesting. Gemara now, Mishnah says, Ilan shehu omed desocha tchum. If there's a tree that's within a tchum, or the tchum of the ir miklat, the nofo note chutz l'tchum, and the branch is hanging out over the tchum, outside the tchum. Oh, omed chutz l'tchum, or the tree, the trunk is in outside the tchum, the nofo note besocha tchum, and the branches are hanging inside the tchum. Hakol holech acha hanof. The Mishnah says, we always follow wherever the branch is. So if the branch is on the outside, so that's viewed as the outside. If the branch is on the inside, we view it as the inside, which means, even no matter where that tree is, the main part, the wherever the trunk is, it's following the nof. So the branch is outside, then that main part of the tree is also being viewed as being outside. And if the nof is on the inside, so then the tree is being viewed entirely as being part of the inside. So that's the yisod that the Mishnah says. Okay. So the Gemara says, now Urminhi asks a question from another Brisa, Ilan Shu Omed, Benot Lechutz. If there's a tree that's standing, say besochat psim inside, and the branches are hanging on the outside, omed bechutz v'note lefnim, or the tree is on the outside and the branches are in the inside, mikeneged achome. So you have to know where this price is referring to. It's a Mishnah and Maaser Sheni. The Lacha Maaser Sheni, just some of the basics for a second, is after a when a farmer takes Meiser, he takes Meiser Rishon, he takes Truma, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. So Truma goes to the Kohen, Meiser Rishon goes to the Levi, and then he takes Meiser Sheni, depending on what year Shemitah is. So it's one of the years where you take Meiser Sheni. The halach is that you have to bring the fruit to Meiser Sheni, you take a tenth of your fruit, and that's brought to Yerushalayim. You have to eat it within the Choma, within the Yerushalayim, within the walls. Now there's also a halacha that you're allowed to be poed if you want. You could redeem the fruit onto money. It's much easier sometimes to shove the money up. $100 bill instead of 100 apples are easier. You take a $100 bill, you carry it to Yerushalayim, and then you buy food in Yerushalayim. Now you're only allowed to be poed it when you're outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Once you enter into the walls of Yerushalayim, you can no longer poed it, and you have to eat the food there. So outside you're allowed to be poed it, but you can't eat it. Inside you have to eat it, but you can't be poed it. Everything switches. So now, that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, so what's halacha when some of the tree is inside the wall, some of it's outside the wall? So the Mishnah paskins here in the Gemara, mikneged achoma v'lifnim kilifnim. So imagine the tree, let's say the tree is part of the wall, let's say. So you have the wall and the tree's right here. So whatever's part of the, aligned with the wall and inside is considered inside, that half of the tree is part of the inside. And then the Gemara says, "Mikneged achomer v'lechutz klechutz," and the half of the tree which is connected parallel outside the wall, that's viewed as outside. So we cut the tree in half. So how come when it comes to your miklat, we say we always follow wherever the branches are? When it comes to Meiser Sheni, we just wherever the wall, we just draw a line, no matter where the branches are, no matter where the trunk is, then we just draw a wall right through the tree. What's the difference? Gemara says, what kind of kasha is this? Meiser Arim Miklat Karamis? You're throwing the question of Meiser Sheni on the Mishnah Arim Miklat? They're completely different halachas. Meiser Bechoma Tal Rachmana. Meiser is all dependent on the wall. So yes, the wall, we have this invisible wall that goes right through the tree. That makes sense. We could split the tree in half. But Arim Miklat, when it comes to that, Bedira Tal Rachmana, it all depends on living, right? When the Rotzeach lives in the Arim Miklat, he's protected. So how does one live in a tree? So the Gemara says, "Benofo mistar lei bikar lo mistar lei." A person, if he were to live in a near tree, you would live the branches or underneath the tree in the shade is where a person lives. You don't live in the trunk.
If you're in the tum, you don't have to live there.
But the idea is that the city is protecting a person. The place where he lives protect him. So when you're looking at the tree, so what aspect of a tree has a aspect of dira? You don't live there, but a person would sit, he'd rest underneath the branches, underneath the leaves to get some shade. So wherever that part, that dira aspect of a tree is located, everything else follows. That's the concept. So they're completely different principles, so you can't ask a question from Aisha Sheni onto Arya Mikla. So Gemara now asks the last two lines of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rami Maiser Maiser. Okay, let's put Arya Mikla behind us. Let's have a discussion about Maiser Sheni. Gemara says, Desani, the Braisa says, B'Yushalayim Halach Achar Nof. When it comes to Yushalayim, we follow the branches. I guess when we say Yushalayim, we mean in linen Maiser, Rashi says. And Bar Mikla Halach Achar Nof. And when it comes to Arya Mikla, we also follow the branch. So we don't care about Arya Mikla right now. That's consistent with our Mishnah, but the Maiser Sheni is different. The Mishnah above says that we go based on the Choma. This Braisa says we go based on wherever the branches are. So there's a stira. What's the principle for Maiser Sheni? So Amar Rav Kana Lokasha, this is not a stira. Harab Yehuda, Harabanim, they're two different Tanaim. Who is Rabbi Yehuda, who's Rabbanim? The Sani, the Braisa says, going on to Yud Beis and Beis now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bimara Holech Acher Pischa, Bi'ilan Holech Acher Nofa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it comes to a cave, you follow wherever the entrance is to the cave. So look at Rashi in the top here. Rashi says, Holech Acher Pischa, the top Rashi, the second one though, Kula Bifnim, if the entire cave is inside the wall of the city, of Yerushalayim, Upsucha Lechutz Kilchutz. But the entrance, you can only access this cave from somewhere outside of Yerushalayim, then we viewed it as all being outside. It all depends where the entrance is. If it's Kula Bechutz, if the entire cave is on the outside of the city of Yerushalayim, Upsucha Lefnim, but the only access point is from within Yerushalayim, then it's considered a Kilfnim. So that's the rule when it comes to caves. We don't really care about caves right now, we're concerned with trees. So now Rashi says, "Be'ilan halach acher nofo, masnisin dehacha u'braisa Rabbi Yehuda." There's a bit of a girsa. The Zagra has a field day with this, but let's see. Masnisin de'ilan shehu omid b'fnim rabbanan v'shinuy kamer lesser. Unclear what Rashi is trying to get here. There's a bunch of different gersos here. But it seems as follows, that Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that when it comes to the tree, when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, we always follow the branch, which is the brisa we brought. And the Mishnah earlier that says it all depends on a wall, that must be the Shita of the Rabban. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Amar d'shmas le'le Rabbi Yehuda gavi Ma'aser l'chumra. We heard, I can understand that Rabbi Yehuda would say this, l'chumra ikaru b'chutz v'nofa b'fnim, that when the trees on the outside and the branches on the inside, you should be l'chumra, ki hecha d'b'nofa l'matzi parik b'karu nami l'matzi parik. Just like, what's the chumra? The chumra is, let's say, there's a chumra in a kula. When you're outside the city, the chumra is that you can't eat it, and the kula is that you're allowed to redeem it. And at the inside, the chumra is that you can no longer redeem it, but you are allowed to eat it. So right now, we could understand that Rabbi Yehuda might say l'chumra on both ends. He might say, if the branches are on the inside, so then the chumra would be, just like the branches are inside the city and you can't redeem it, so too the tree should follow that, and also you can't redeem it if you're by the tree. So that's what the Gemara says. Let's read that one more time. Amar the Shmasle, this is a little bit trickier. Amar the Shmasle, the Rabbi Yehuda, I can understand Rabbi Yehuda saying, Gavi Maiser l'chumra. He can only say this way, l'chumra, that you follow the branch. Meaning, if the karo b'chutz, if the main part of the tree is outside, v'nofa b'fnim, and the branches are in the inside, so we would say, k'echa de b'nofa, just like the branches which are in the inside, lo motzi park, you can't redeem anymore because it's inside the walls of Yerushalayim. So too, b'ikaro nami lo motzi park, so too, the main part of the tree is going to, you could no longer redeem it because it follows the branch. Ikaro b'fnim, let's say the trunk is on the inside. V'nofa m'v'chutz, and the branches are on the outside, I would also say a chumra. We would say, k'echa de'b'nofa l'matzi achal, just like the branches which are hanging on the outside, you can't eat because you can't eat outside of Yerushalayim, I would say, below p'diyah, without redeeming it first, so to be karo nami l'matzi achal below p'diyah. So to the trunk, even though the trunk is physically on the inside, it follows the branch on the outside, so you can't eat it either. So we're taking the chumra approach on both sides. You can't redeem it and you can't eat it. Ella gavi irmiklat. When it comes to irmiklat, though, bishlama, I understand ikaro b'chutz v'nofa b'fnim. If the trunk is on the outside and the branches are the inside, I can understand kihecha de b'nofa lo matzi katale. If you can't kill him if he's near the branches because it's inside the irmiklat, so I understand that ikaro nami lo matzi katale. So you can't kill him either by the trunk which is on the outside. Ella, but if ikaro b'fnim v'nofa b'chutz, but if the trunk is on the inside and the branches are on the outside, then kihecha de benofo matzikatole bikarunami matzikatole. So I would say, just like if he's hanging out by the branches, you're allowed to kill him, the Goldam could kill him, so too if he's hanging out by the tree itself, you should be able to kill him as well. Fine, so that's the question. So I'm trying to get this question clear for a second. And then with Mari, just finish how gavai kai. So, but the rotech is actually on the inside. He's inside the tchum. What does this all mean? So we wouldn't allow the Gol Adam to kill him. Imagine this. The Gol Adam is standing by the inside, by the tree. And the branches are hanging on the outside. So we're going to say, if there's a heter for the Gol Adam to kill him when he's hanging out by the branches on the outside, will we also allow the Gol Adam to kill him when he's standing inside by the ikar part of the tree? That's a tremendous kula. I mean, it's cooler from the perspective of the Gol Adam. Meaning only Rabbi Yehuda says chumras. We just avoid doing things. Just don't do this and don't eat and don't do pidyon and don't kill. But to allow him to kill, to say that there's a kula, that the ikar follows the branches which are on the outside, that's a big jump that we're not willing to say.
Is he hanging out by the trunk? Is he on the trunk? Because if he's hanging out by the trunk, he's also in the city. He's not, he's both. And then you have to say the fact that he's in the city trumps the fact that he's...
Let's assume he's hugging the tree. He's hugging there. He's on the tree.
He's actually on the tree.
Okay, he's on the tree. So now we say, is that tree being pulled by the branch? That's the idea. If he's standing next to the tree, I think it's a great point, then we don't view him as being connected to the tree. He's still within the city walls. But once he's holding on, climbing the tree, now the question is where we view him. So we wouldn't go so far to say that if you could kill him, he's hanging on the branch, let's say, which is out hanging outside, you're allowed to kill him. That wouldn't mean you could kill him even when he's in the inside part of the tree either. That's where the Gemara is bothered by. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava explains, the chuli amal lo pligi, the lo bikaro rather, when he's hanging on the tree itself, on the trunk of the tree, chuli amal, everybody agrees, lo pligi, the lo matzikatel. You can't kill him. Kai binofo, If he's standing on the branch which is now hanging outside the city, the Yachal Hargo bechitzim of a tro, so you could kill him with arrows or throwing rocks at him. You can, because he's on the branch, and the branch is outside the city. Ki pligi, when is there machlokas? Bimeheve ikaro darga linofo. When the tree, the ikar part of the tree, serves as a step to get to the branch. I mean, if it's a low-lying branch, let's say, you could just climb up on your own, you don't need the main part of it, so then that's viewed as separate parts. But let's say it's a high branch, and the only way to access this is first climb up the main part of the tree in the inside of the city, and then you have to climb over to the branch, which is hanging on the outside. That's where there's a debate. Meaning what? So the Gemara explains as follows. Mar savar have ikaro dargu lenofo. One person holds that you view the ikar part of the tree as a step to get to the branch. So what does that mean? What's the significance of that? And we'll get to that in just a second in Rashi. Let's just finish the whole thing here. Umar sever lo havi ikaro darga lenofo. Even in that case, we don't view the ikar as being a step towards the branch. So the idea is, I think, if you view the ikar as being a step towards the branch, then you would say in that case, the tree is going to follow suit. It's going to follow the path of the branch, and the Goladam can kill him even at the ikar part of the Ilan. But if you don't view the ikar of the tree as a step, even though you can only access it through the ikar, but we still, conceptually, we don't view it as being connected to the branch, then if he's on the ikar, he still is protected because Lamaisa, he is still within the city.
Why are you saying that and nobody argues that if he's on the branches, then you can kill him? Why doesn't it go...
Basar nofo. The klal is basar nofo. That's the only thing we permit. Basar nofo is lemaisa. It's outside. So the question is, and when it's outside, when it's a heta to kill him, will you go so far to say that the ikar part, which is inside, will that also follow suit? I mean, we only thought of kulas here right now. So it's really chumras that to protect him. So if the nofo is in the inside, which is protection, so then we can view the ikar as following that and being a protection for him also. But now, are we going to go so far to say that if the nofo is outside, which everyone agrees you're allowed to kill him if he's hanging on that branch outside, are we going to also allow him to be killed when he's on the ikar, which is really on the inside? Will we follow suit and really be a kula for the Goladam to kill him? That's what we're uncomfortable saying. Gemara says, you're right, we're not comfortable saying that. The only situation where we are comfortable, and it's still only a machlokas, is if the only way to access that branch on the outside is through climbing the tree first, then maybe that tree will have to follow the halachas of the nofo. But others even say, even in that scenario, we still view the ikar as a protective place within the cities. And then Rav Ashi comes along and says, last line before the Mishnah, Rav Ashi Amar, Mai Acher Hanof, Af Acher Hanof. What does it mean after the branch? It says also after the branch, meaning it's not to the exclusion, it's not always as a chumrah. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says this. See Rashi, Rav Ashi, Mai Acher Hanof. It's around five medium wide lines up. Rav Ashi Amar, Mai Acher Hanof, the Kamar Masisin, the Hacha, the Chaim Braisa, Bari Miklat. It should be Af Acher Hanof. We also follow the branches. Rabbi Hudahi, the Kula Lachumra, it's all Lachumra. Ulinin Maiser Kedashini, like we said above. Ulinin Miklat, Af Acher Hanof Kamar, meaning the Hecha di Karobuchat, when the trunk is on the outside, Benofa bifnim, and the branch on the inside, Shaddai ikaro basar nofa. We throw the ikar after the nof, meaning there's a heter, l'chumra, the chumra is that the gol hadam can't kill him. He has protection even on the ikar, and even though the ikar is outside. V'lo tema kadekai kai. We don't say viewed as is. Aval hecha di ikaro bifnim, but if the trunk is on the inside, Benofa bichutz, and the branch are hanging on the outside, then Shaddai nofa basar ikaro. We even say the opposite also, that the branch would also follow the ikar, v'lo matzi kata benofa, and he can't kill him on the branch. Umishum de bechuli gemara shadina nof baser ikker istrich hachal meimar delinin miklat zimnan shadinan ikker baser nof luchumra. So at the end of the day, I'm not quite sure how to see this. So I have the last line saying here, but we're saying that no matter what, we're always going luchumra that we don't allow the gol hadam. If there's any protection, whether it be the nof, whether it be the ikker, whichever part's part of the city, the rest of the tree is going to follow it to be a protective part for the rotech.
Not whether the tree goes after the nof. The Rashi says in the last few lines of the Rashi before you were just reading.
So if you view it as a step, that would actually be a cooler, you're saying. Yeah, that protects it more.
Whether or not we're going to allow the Goldam to go into the tchum. You should not let it go into the
From the Goldam's perspective.
That's the issue. It's the third line up in the bottom.
Right, because the Gemara is saying if he could shoot him with arrows and rocks, so he's fine. But if he, the only way to access him is to first go inside, are you allowed to use our miklat?
The tree is in the
very good. Okay, that's pshat. Very good. So that's the point. Very good, Seth. Thank you. That the point is, in the case of the only way he could access it, let's say he's hiding out on top of the tree and he's very much protected by the leaves and the branches. He can't get his arrow up there. So now the only way to get to him is to go inside to the ir miklat, climb the tree, and then get to him and kill him with his hands. Or with a knife, so then that's the shaila. Do we allow him? Does he have protection? Because once the Goldam has to go through the city, that maybe is the Hatsala that's going to protect the Rotech himself, or no?
Like an offside.
Exactly, right. Yep. Hockey players, huh? Canadians. Okay, very good.
Football.
Football. Well, I knew it from Canada, so I quickly thought hockey is. So the Mishnah says, Harag ba'osu ha'ir. So a person says if he killed... we killed in that city, that very city. So Golo Mishchuna L'Shchuna. So let's say a person who lives in the Ir Miklat, and he murders in that very city. So he goes to a different neighborhood within that very city. And Rashi just explains. Look at Rashi 5 lines up from the bottom. Harag Bo'osu Ha'ir. Rotzeach Shegolo L'Ir Miklat. He's sent to a city. He's ready. He's a Rotzeach. V'harag Bo'osu Ha'ir B'shogig. Now he kills another person accidentally in the place where he was sent to. Golo Mishchuna L'Shchuna. He goes to a different neighborhood, B'soch Ha'ir, within that very city. Why not to another Ir Miklat? He's stuck there. If he was living in a city of a near miklat, then he's allowed to leave. Then he has to go to a different one. Mm-hmm. But if he was sent there in the first place because he murdered already one time, so now there's an issur for him to leave, so he can't go to a different near miklat. So he has to therefore stay in the city, but he just goes to a different neighborhood. You see that if a person moves houses even within one neighborhood, it's still considered galus. So the Gemara says. Mishra rather says further, Ben Levi Golem Meir Lir. Now, Ben Levi, who's a person who lives in the city, he wasn't sent there because he killed, that's because that's where he was given to live. So then he accidentally kills someone, so then he does leave his city of birth and goes to live elsewhere, to a different Ir Miklat. Gemara says now, Tanur Rabbanan, and the Brisa says, Vesamti Lecha Makom Vegomer, Vesamti Lecha Bechaim Makom Mimkomcha, Asher Yon Nesham. Let's get the Pasuk on the side here. Where is the Pasuk here? Pasuk says, "Vasher lo tzadavel kim ino liyado v'samti l'chamakom asher yonasham." If a person accidentally kills, meaning he's a rotzeach b'shogeg, so I placed for you a place that you could run off to. So what's the Gemara saying here? Again, Tanur Rabbanan, "Vasamti l'chamakom v'gomer, samti l'cha b'chayecha makom." I gave you a place in your life to go to.
Meaning in Moshe Rabbeinu's life that you know this is chal even. Even though it's not kolate, but he gets this mitzvah in his lifetime.
So that's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi in the top three lines up. V'samti lecha b'chayecha. He's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, like you said. Kan hivticha kadosh baruch hu Moshe. Hashem promised Moshe sheyizke l'mitzvah zu and bizochet to fulfill the mitzvah b'chayev in his time shehivdil shalosh arim. That's what he's saying. V'samti lecha makom. I had made for you. I placed the mitzvah for you to do b'chayecha. Makom mimkomcha, from your place, says Rashi, makom mimkomcha, what does that mean? Shetei machne levia koletes ve'af ari miklat yehu ari levia. That these places are going to be your place, meaning your family of Leviim are going to be living in these cities. Asher yonus shama, that will run off there. Melamed shehayu Yisrael megalin b'midbar, that they would even be sent off, even if they, let's say they killed someone accidentally in the midbar, they also got galus. Lehechan megalin, where would they be exiled in the midbar? There were no Ari Miklat. The Machna Levia, they were sent off to the camp of Levium. Mikan Amru, from here they say, Ben Levi Shaharag, Gola Mipelach Lepelach, that a Levi that murders accidentally goes from one Pelach, which Rashi is in the Medina, from one Medina to another Medina. Vim Gala Lepalcho, Palcho Kolto, and if he is exiled to his city, his city is going to protect him. Sorry? Levi, let's see, he goes, let's see, I think it's saying if he ends up going to his own city, even though he's not supposed to, so then he'll be protected anyways. Let's see what it says here. Yeah, I think Bidyavid, if he goes to his own city, to a different shchuna, Bidyavid, that works for the Levi as well. Okay. Very good. Amar Vacha Bred Yeravika, my Krawata Pasuk, Ki Bi'ir Miklato, Yashav, Ir Shekaltaso Kvar. So if he sits in a city that was Kaltaso Kvar, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Mikra de Palcha Kota." How do we know that the Levi's own city is going to protect him? Udimasnisa nami de katani gola mishchuna l'shchuna. Bir meklato kra yaseru. It's an extra pasuk. The matil mechtav ki sham yashiv. It should be he just sits there. Why did he have to say ir meklato again to tell me that even his own city will protect the Levi himself? Okay, we will stop here and pick up the Mirtz Hashem Monday night. Anybody?